I'd like you to turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. What we're trying to do is understand power. Is understand power. And then when we have adequately understood what power is, we will begin to discuss the power gifts. And if you look at the power gifts from the lens of the understanding that will be coming, you will know how to handle such resources adequately in the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15. So please, those of you online, fill up the forms, fill up the forms. We have about 200 people that have not yet filled up the forms, even though you are in the community already. And we have room for more. So you can subscribe, you can come into the fold. Let us become more one together so that we can form a more formidable platform against the domino of darkness globally. He said, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's the first thing that this apostle is praying when he discovered that their faith in Jesus was genuine. He said, all right, I began to pray. Prayer was activated. And I was asking that God will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Wisdom and revelation. I've explained this before. What wisdom and revelation means. For instance, have you ever had a dream that you could not interpret? Anybody? You had a dream you could not interpret before. And even till this day, you have not been able to interpret it. But many of them, you just skipped over and you forgot about it. What happened to you was that the spirit of revelation was responsible for that dream. It was a disclosure. But the twin spirits, the wisdom, spirit of wisdom, which is the means by which you can stumble into the understanding, was not available. That was what happened. And two of them will have to operate together in order for you to enter into the knowledge that God wants to communicate to you through that revelation. So in order for us to grow in the knowledge of God, there are two things that must be available to us, which is the spirit of revelation and then the spirit of wisdom. Hallelujah. So it's through the spirit of wisdom that you can crack into the essence and the meaning of the disclosure that was brought to your notice. Now, so if the spirit of revelation has occasioned a disclosure, and the spirit of wisdom is not there in accompaniment to furnish you with the import of what has been disclosed, it means God is calling you into the place of prayer. Because the distance between the operation of the spirit of revelation and the knowledge of him, which is supposed to be facilitated by the spirit of wisdom, is prayer. So when you begin to take that thing to the place of prayer, then the spirit of revelation, of wisdom now, comes into force. Hallelujah. Many years ago, God began to emphasize that we need to get cameras and begin to set up a media team as we have today. And it came to pass that we began to broadcast on a cable network. And when we began to broadcast on that cable network, we didn't know so much about media. It's not as if we know too much now anyway, but we were far regarded as novices, much more than we will be regarded at this time. And then, because of several things, lack of administration of the media outfit, we got tired. because you make a payment and then they will call you the next week and ask you if you have paid. So I said, I don't like this rubbish. Let's keep that thing aside. So we kept it aside. And then I went on a training to the city of Port Harcourt. And I met some of our people there and I stayed with those our people. Then I had a dream. And in this dream, one of our brothers, the person that was in charge of the media group that time, he had a bicycle, a bike. Some people were looking for me at the other side of the city. And I gave him my bike to go there and deliver what the people were looking for. And while he was using the bike, the road safety officials now accosted him and asked him for the documents of the bike. And he could not produce the documents because the bike was not his. And he didn't have a phone on him to reach to me so that I could come rescue him from the barricade. Then I woke up. I began to pray. It was so clumsy. And I began to pray because of that. I was in Port Harcourt for a training. And the training was a five-day training. And that day was the second day of the training. And because of this dream I had, I didn't go for the training the second day. I prayed for morning. It was by 4 p.m., which would have been the time that would have finished the lecture for the day. That was when the spirit of wisdom now came. And God was telling me that bike was a ministry that I gave that young man that was rising, which is the media ministry. And that there are people in other nations, those people looking for something. There are people in other nations that we were reaching with some materials, which are now starving. And God now, through that dream, I now discovered that the road safety officials were actually demonic personnel. That our decision to stop that program we were doing was not just our decision. It was the devil's wish that was actually responsible for us shutting down that thing. It took from morning to 4 p.m. and I got the minute and called the guy. This is what I saw. And the guy felt I was patronizing him. I wanted him to, because the person was not based here. We'll do the video, send to him, he will edit where he is and send to the cable network people. So that was the triangle that we were using. So, and since he was no longer doing it, and I was saying by revelation that God is demanding that your ministry. So I saw that he was not enthusiastic about it, and I said, it is well. I went back to God and said, you know, I gave him this bike, but he doesn't need it now. So then suddenly, someone finished from UniAgric came to me and said, how can I help? I said, the way you are going to help is that I'm going to send you to Lagos. I'll send you to Lagos to television school. We are going to pay your fees and make sure you are supported. And they will train the person. And the person trained the Makodi man. And the Makodi man is the one doing this stuff now. Are you following now? And then after how many years, when the Makodi man picked up, the videos began to come. And then the other guy now said, I'm ready to do spirit. It is that knowledge that is a knowledge of the marching orders of your king. The strategic knowledge. You'll be able to enter into the will of your king. What your king is saying will be made available to you. So, Paul knows of what wisdom, which is what facilitates the knowledge of, is the hope that is captured in the word dunamis has two meanings, two critical meanings. The first meaning of the word dunamis means inherent. All right. Let me explain. Can I have your phone? All right, so what kind of phone is this? This is... this is an Infinix Hot Note. Glory to God. Now, this Infinix Hot Note uses the Android operating system. And if you are using an Android operating system, the place you go for your applications is called Google Store. Play Store. Now, if you go to the Play Store, you find a host of applications, host of softwares that can run on this platform. And then you click on one of your interest. And then they will ask you, do you accept our terms and conditions? And you don't get to read that. Why I'm not so troubled is because that's not how the mark of the beast will come. If not, they... So I thank God that's not how the mark of the beast will come. We don't get to read all those things. I don't even know whether they will say, okay, now with this, now you have joined the occult, you have joined the kingdom of darkness. But we don't read that. We just say, yeah. Now, when you click on, yes, I accept your terms and conditions, downloads, the thing begins to download 15%, 20%, 25%, 30%, 40%, and then 100%, and then you now say open. The moment the download is completed, that software is inherent with your phone. The meaning of that is you no longer need to go to Google to take permission to use the software because it's part and parcel of your phone now. Right, so Google has transferred the responsibility of you deciding when you want to use it to you, because it's inherent on your phone. It's one with your phone. So God gave us something, and the nature of the thing is that it is inherent with your spirit. And it happens to be that are you here? Oh, you're not here. It's inherent with your spirit, so the responsibility of deciding when you want to use the software is no longer in God's hands. It's in your hands. Alright? It is inherent. For instance, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, I will pray in the spirit, I will pray in my understanding also. You see, if you see that, you will see a big will. I will pray. Meaning that when you receive this inherent facility, you determine when you put it to work. You determine when you pray in tongues. It's not the Lord that will come and say, okay, this is the time to pray. It doesn't regulate your use of the facility because it is already inherent. So if you are using that facility for 3 hours every day, it will give you a possibility and economy that is consistent with your usage. If you are using the facility for 45 minutes every day, that's how much of prayer, that's how much of that inherent capacity you call into action. You call it into action for 45 minutes. The results you are going to get is that you are going to be living a life that is consistent with that level of engagement. So you determine what you want because it is inherent. Number two, dunamis means potential energy. Those of you that did basic science, you understand what I'm talking about. But you see, potential in this context seems to be more consistent with chemical engineering. How many of you know crude oil? In your village, there's crude oil. Alright, so crude oil is a complex mixture of hydrocarbons. Alright? When you take that crude oil in its crude state, meanwhile, yes, Sister Esty, crude oil is in your village. When you take that complex mixture in its crude state, it's not useful. But when you put it into a refinery, at various temperatures, final fractions are going to be distilled. You know, the more lighter fractions will begin to distill almost immediately. The associated gases will begin to distill. That's the thing we have been wasting all these years, because you can trap those gases and it can, a gaseous company estate can survive on what we have been wasting. Right? And then other finer products like aviation turbine kero will begin to distill out. That's the kerosene that runs the jet engines. And then the household kerosene, the type that you use for your stove, which needs to be phased out now. Right? We are desperately trying to phase it out. So that everybody can move to gas. LPG is one of the first things that associated gases that are going to, you know, you can trap that. And then you have things like aviation turbine kero, before you now talk about your premium motor spirit, which is petrol, and then the heavier products like AGO, alright, and then those big ones like bitumen, asphalt that are used for roads. Now, so the hydrocarbon is the crude oil is a complex mixture of all of these things. It is so wonderful, but it's not useful in its crude state. It needs to pass through what? Refinement. In order for us to get its full potential realized, then we need to introduce fractional distillation, which is what the refinery does. Is that clear? Now, the Holy Ghost that comes to tabernacle your inside is a compendium of every blessing, everything God wants to bequeath to you, but is in a crude state, like crude oil. And you need to put it through the refinery. And the refinery here happens to be speaking in tongues. It's when you begin to speak in tongues and subject that your crude potential through the refinery of tongues, that it precipitates as wisdom, it precipitates as knowledge, it precipitates as revelation, it precipitates as word of knowledge, it precipitates as power. So many things will come out of the fractionating column at different temperatures and pressures as you put that your complex mixture under the influence of a refinery. So what I'm saying is, if you don't convert the complex mixture, it is going to be useless. The potential exists, but it will not be useful to you. Exactly. Dunamis. So the whole idea of dunamis bequeaths to us responsibility to ensure that we are responsible for the refining of the complex mixture. All kinds of manifold graces are hooked on to that complex mixture. But except you take it through refining, things were not the final and the useful fragments will not be realized. I remember so many people ask questions like, how can I begin to move in the prophetic? Because that's the most common question now. How can I begin to move in the prophetic? I want to be able to know things supernaturally. And they are not ready to switch on the refinery. My charge to you today, those of you online, switch on your refinery in the name of Jesus. Now that we have used that golden scripture, because Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is the, in my own opinion, is a golden scripture with which we can capture the idea of dunamis adequately. Now that we have done that, I will still want to move you on to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1, 2, 3. Or to 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained the like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Next verse. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Do you realize? Okay, I don't want to. Let me not take your attention away. There's a difference between verse 1 and verse 2. According, this is why I am. According as his divine dunamis. His dunamis. According as what? His divine dunamis. In fact, what I studied today is the lexicon. Because I knew we needed to do a linguistic recovery. So I had to study the lexicon to know every time in the entire Bible where dunamis was used. I can't make a teaching a complete sense until I've consulted with every single scripture where that word was used. You want to study the Bible? Go and look for go to God in prayer and ask him to open your heart, because it's when the heart opens that the book will open. If the heart is closed, open the book for 3 years. Open the book for 3 years. My wife said, you have preaching today and you have just prayed all through. I said, you don't know how this thing works yet. It's not by power. If you can study for 3 days and come here, you'll be confused. You will lose utterance. My Kasila Conte Mina Korea. According as his divine power, his divine dunamis has come, as given dunamis as what? Has given unto us all things. This is a complex mixture that pertain unto life and godliness. That complex mixture contains all things. The issue of your poverty is captured in the dunamis, in the complex hydrocarbon, in the crude oil. The issue what do I need to do? Every item of wisdom that is needed for you to manifest the glory of God on your life in the best colors, in the brightest colors, in the best extent, with the brightest possibilities, all of them are captured in the complex mixture. But you can only tap into that complex mixture when the knowledge of him begins to precipitate out. You know, you need to subject it to refinery engagement, and then spiritual knowledge will distill out. Are you with me? There is none of us that can ever be fully equipped for ministry. Yes, you can be trained and all of that, but when you begin to experience it, you will discover there are many things you did not learn in Bible school. And those things you will confront. In fact, it's very, you will think you have graduated. And then we'll even do a ceremony and say, then you will be matching. You say, "Kai, yeah. When you are done, devils are waiting for you outside there. And you will need the knowledge of him. It's the knowledge of him. As you begin to pray, and the distillation begins to go on, and then one strategic knowledge from him will now come. It's through that knowledge you begin to enter into the possibilities that are in the hydrocarbon, in the complex mixture. So the economy, the total economy of your Christian life is based on a system of power. This is your Christian life. Is based on a system of power. Nothing happens without power. According as what? As his divine power has given unto us what? All things that pertain unto life and godliness. All of that is captured in the dunamis. All of that is captured. I just wanted us to see that. So dunamis is inherent energy. It is also potential energy. And in both cases, you will need the refinery to tap into the full potential of what dunamis brings to the table. Exactly? All right. Number two is exousia. Exousia, the English word that most represents exousia is authority. Authority. There are several dimensions of power that you will need ranking and clearance to be able to operate. Exousia. You will need ranking, you will need clearance. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6 to 8. Quickly. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6 to 8. But that ye may know that the Son of Man had exousia on earth. He has authority on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. I need to draw our attention quickly. This dimension of oppression that Jesus is operating here is based on authority. There are several dimensions of power that will not operate in your life until your rank increases. And you come to a level, your clearance level has increased. He said, the Son of Man has authority to, according to Jesus. Are you with me? According to Jesus, sin is a spiritual condition that is revealed in your spirit. But sickness is a spiritual condition that is revealed in your body. And what legitimizes sickness is sin. So what Jesus did was that he began to deal with the taproot of the matter. He said, I say to you, your sins are forgiven. And if his sins are forgiven, the ground upon which sickness had its authority has been compromised, and on the strength of that, he said to the sick of the palsy, rise! Together. Sin and sickness, spiritual conditions, one is manifested in the spirit, one is manifested in the body. He tackled it from his foundation. It will take spiritual rank for you to be able to manifest some dimensions of power. He said, I have authority to do this. I have authority to do this. It was Jesus that said that he had the exousia to lay down his life and to pick it up again. I said, I have authority to do this. I have clearance to do this. In my walk with God, I have built stature. I have submitted to the disciplines of God necessary for me to have the requisite stature to do this. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. There's something that only stature, dimensions of power that only your stature can occasion such manifestations. Now, yesterday I left after the service here. I had a Zoom conference with a church somewhere in Europe. And as I was teaching. Then I came to a point, question and answer, and then we finished question and answer. I said, it's time for miracles. You know why I knew? I knew when I passed the clearance level for that dimension. And the moment I began to pray, just right there in my office, and miracles began to take place. People began to testify. This thing that just happened. It was not always like that. But there was a clearance level. There was a clearance level. You see, let me tell you. Are you with me? There is even a clearance level that you will go beyond poverty. Actually. When God begins to give you the keys of the kingdom, keys to the kingdom of heaven, you can begin to operate the kingdom from here. And you begin to get the kind of results that people would think you are using charm. Clearance level. Be diligent in your service to Jesus, because everything depends on it. Everything. Some people will do the business that you are doing and they will crash. And then you'll be doing the same. It's not, you don't need to be so intelligent. Just go in the direction that God wants you to go. And you may not even have all the knowledge you need. You will learn in the process. You will learn. But if the hand of God is upon a man to raise him up, nothing can bring him down. Yes, Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him the 12 disciples, he gave unto them exousia. This one is authority. He gave them authority against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of diseases and all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. Exousia. Authority. Authority. And when God is giving you authority, he will tell you the authority he has given you. He will come to you and say, from this, he can give you an encounter, a vision, and then you You know, maybe the vision is that you are raising cripples. Don't stop at the vision. Go to him and say, this cripple I'm raising in the dream, but the people that are crippled are in the physical. Let him know that. I'm raising cripple in the dream. Every day I'm raising in the dream. But crippled people are in my neighborhood. They say, what I mean by that communication is that I've given you clearance. Even in the gift of healing, you are going to grow on different levels of clearance. There was a time that it was the highest thing that will happen for me was for deaf people to hear. That's past tense now. Past tense now. When I see crippled things, I have authority to make them walk. Crippled legs, crippled stuff. It's a clearance level. And it's not, you will not sweat. You don't need to sweat. It's not, no, it's clearance. You see, and he called them, and then he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. As you walk with God, your clearance level begins to increase until a time comes when you are not just operating the anointing that manifests when there's a service. You begin to operate what we call the territorial anointing. And the meaning of that is when you walk into a place, some angels begin to act already. Just because you walk into a place. It's a clearance level. It's a clearance level. Exousia. Mark chapter 2 verse 10. Then I'll run away. Mark 2:10. We need to understand power. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. And he said to the sick of the palsy. Next scripture. I say unto thee, arise, take up your bed, and go thy way into thy house. This sick of the palsy was the last person to come to this service because they had to perforate the ceiling to drop him in. But he was the first person to go home because there was a man in the building that had exousia. Yeah. Now the truth of the matter is that if you have exousia, that's the reason for people will travel to come to you. Because the exousia will be operational where you are. That's why they brought sick from far places. If it's clear that there is exousia upon you. No, I have seen people that traveled all kinds from all places to come here. So, if you operate in the gift of healing, the nations have opened. That gift is more than a PhD, the gift of healing. How many years do you labor to get a PhD? Go for healing. It doesn't matter what you do. You may be a businessman, go for healing. You might be a civil servant, go for healing. You might be a teacher. Go for healing. Hallelujah. That's the number two. Number three, we have iskus. Iskus. I say all these scripture, all these words were used in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Iskus. So, dunamis refers more to capacity. Exousia refers more to authority. Iskus refers to divine strength. It is when you start experiencing demonic resistance that we know who really has divine strength. Divine strength. Iskus. And the word iskus happens to be a comparative word for power. Anytime iskus is used, it is used in comparison to another inferior mode of power. Iskus. That means iskus, oh my, divine strength. Nothing can come against iskus and that will not bow. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7 to 9. Divine strength. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7 to 9. Yes, help me quickly. So that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Asia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Asia, but also to every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything. Yes, next verse. Verse 9. For they themselves show us what manner of entering we had unto you, and what scripture did I say? 1 Thessalonians. No, 2 Thessalonians. Sorry. Give me 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 to 9. Are you there? All right. Who shall be punished with everlasting destructions from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power? Oh my God, what did you do? He's supposed to be 7 to 9 and then you just gave me 9. How will the understanding of what we are trying to establish? Have you given me 7? And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go on. Who will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his iskus. The presence of the Lord carries inherent power. Have you read that scripture that says so many people came from the regions round about and the power of the Lord, the iskus of the Lord was present? There is an energy, a strength that is associated with the presence of the Lord. It's an iskus. He said the enemies of God will be destroyed by the presence of the Lord and what? And the glory of his power. The glory of his iskus. This word is comparative. Have you heard of the woman with the issue of blood? And the Bible says that she consulted with physicians, and instead of her case to improve, her case became worse. And the day she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she could tell the difference between the physicians and Jesus, because virtue left him. Iskus left him. You see, iskus finds a comparative ground, because we can compare the power of God that stopped that thing, we can compare it with the physicians. That's how you can compare the power of God to witchcraft. You will not see the brilliance, the glory of iskus until there is an opponent or a ground for comparison, because iskus will go beyond the capacity of that opponent. Are you up against witchcraft? You up against a priesthood, a demonic priesthood? If you put iskus to work, iskus will go beyond the capacity of that power unit to go beyond it. There is a glory that is associated with iskus, and that glory cannot be fully discerned until it is up against an opposition. The glory of his power is what will destroy the enemies of God. So as you are praying, you are under attack, people are attacking you, things are appearing in your room, no problem. Don't worry about what is appearing. Just focus on the prayer. A time will come when iskus is manifested. Then you will see the glory of his iskus, because it will make everything around it to bow. It will bow. Oh, and people have to, there are a lot of people that know how to testify about the devil, because they said in necromancy, anybody that is doing necromancy has already sold his soul to the devil. He's not hoping to repent. When you see all those people that are in charge of our leku, they are not planning to repent. If you take the gospel to them, they will tell you, okay, you can pray for my children, my wife, but for me, I'm lost. That's a necromancy. A wizard can repent, even an occult member, but a necromancer will never. You can preach to my children. You must have heard those stories. Somebody, you meet him with the gospel. He said, no, preach to my children. My own soul is gone. And that's not true. But I don't know what the devil does to necromancers that make them believe that there is no way to turn away from this darkness. So they say if you fight a necromancer, you're not likely to win. Because they are the ones that have the capacity to cast the shadow of death. You know that thing that David was talking about in Psalm 23? But you know why we are alive here today? It's because necromancers couldn't survive us. Iskus. There is a glory of that power. It will not be so manifest until it collides with something that claims to be powerful too. Then the glory of that power is made manifest. Something beyond what you can fathom is made manifest. There is glory in that dimension. It's good. 2 Peter chapter 9. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 to 11. Quickly, then we go to the one I like most. The word I like most. The Greek power word I like most. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. He knows this. He's skillful in this kind of thing. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous, are there, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Yeah, next verse. Whereas angels, which are greater in iskus, that's the word. Whereas angels, you will notice, I don't have time. Let me leave you there. Angels, they are greater in iskus and might. So, normally when I teach on these words, I realize that what makes this iskus is actually the manifestation of the energy of the angelic horde. There is a time in your prayer that angels are released. If angels are released, then you are going to see the glory of the power of God. For angels, they excel in iskus. Finally, last word, Greek word for power is kratos. And kratos means ultimate power. Dunamis talks about our capacity. Exousia talks about our authority. Iskus talks about our divine strength, especially when we are in partnership with the angelic kind. And kratos talks about ultimate power, because the battle of life and death is the battle of power. And if you think that power is a subject that should be trivialized, you are wrong. Power. In the eyes of Jesus, he believes that what we call natural life is supernatural, is something for which we need the commodity of power to prosecute. I said, no, I'm not going to leave you guys empty. Ye shall receive power. Do you know how many guys, you know now, those of us in the service, you know how many people will try to come on your case. And you go on your knees for 4 nights. Kabato siko kelabua. Ikompere siko piko sila makabola. And posting comes out after the 4th day. And is taken far away. Because what you have is it has the final say. Ultimate power. When you bring that on the table, the arguments stop. We are not in peace today because there were not such as want us destroyed and dead and in the grave. We are in peace today because we have access to ultimate power. How many of you have noticed agitations in the spirit and you know that if not for God, you will be dead? It is Kratos. A power that if you bring on the scene, all arguments end. That is the reason why we are still here. No government determines our life. No vaccine determines our security. We have access to a power base that is not subject to any form of contestation. Kratos. Ultimate power. Kratos, the ultimate power. And when he comes upon the scene, everything is silence. I have been for meetings before. And when I came, I did not know that witches were dispatched on assignment to come and intercept me while I'm delivering the word of God. And you know, it's always a wonderful sight when Kratos is available. Kratos. Kratos. Jesus makes a great name for himself. And once again, the entire congregation is given the privilege to see how that the kingdom of light is superior to the kingdom of darkness. Because when you bring Kratos on the scene, arguments, they end. If they are still talking, it means Kratos has not come. If they are still talking, it has not come. It has not come. There was a relative of ours, and that was to do a traditional wedding. Normally, the necromancers will show up. And when they show up, what they are trying to do is to sow a seed into that family, that new home that is about to be forged. And if they succeed in doing that, there will be no peace. So my elder sister called me, said, "You are on duty this time." We know how we used to share ourselves. They say, "You are on duty this time. Make sure you go there and ensure that nothing happens." I took a fast. I fasted for 5 days. I was fasting when we went there. Because I was looking for the evil men so that we can start the fight early. Let's start early. It seemed the sense that that day, it was a terrible day. They didn't come. Kratos. Satan can see Kratos and he will know there's no need to fight and he will give way. If it's Kratos that the sickness show in the realm, he won't show up. You know, our great father, Pastor Kumi, went for a crusade in Otukpo. And in the morning, when he woke up, he said, "Let's go and see the king of the land." And that was how they visited Ochidoma's palace. Ochidoma didn't come out. When Kratos comes, the devil, they have an instrument with which they can understand what is available. He didn't come out. He said he's communing with the gods. So my own question is, so you know there's something more than what you are doing. Why not go and join this one? No. Our end will not come by darkness. It will not come by tyranny. It will not come by blight or bomb. It will not come by Boko Haram. Our end from this stage will be a gallant red carpet reception into the yonder place where the lights are shining bright. Hallelujah. There's no defeat for the Christian. We were born by a God of power. We were released by a God of power. We were forged by power. We sit on an economy of power. And he now says he gives us what? You can't tell this story without power. It's a story of power. Now that you know it's a story of power, the channels through which God has ordained for this power to flow, we need to understand it. It is after we have given this introduction, I can teach the three power gifts tomorrow. And you will see how easy you can open the vent for this power to flow out of your life, to flow out of your life. I want to give us one. I want to arm you with one prayer point. Just one. Let's test this thing we have been preaching. If you have been experiencing a resistance, and maybe you pray, you see resistance, Let's pray again. You see resistance in your prayers. Let's pray again. Let's pray one more time on that resistance. And let us watch what will happen as God unleashes the ultimate power. You can rise on your feet. Have you been experiencing resistance? Resistance. You know that there is capacity. There's capacity. You have capacity. But there is a resistance against this capacity. We prayed before, but I want to ask that we pray again. And then we will see how the power of God can renovate the space and release you to be everything that God has ordained. We will see how the power of God, You prayed before, but I challenge you, pray again against that resistance. Lahobe si kobresko vilama tali. Adresko pela mina shubria kapanda shanta babo la bakambresko vesemina kali. Lambro soko mezuze iko broko mase la iko braski fose mali makadia. Enda labro sko vesami zabria kapatanda da baburi bagaske tabruski vasata makatela kota. Bresko veleme shiga brante mina lahabaita gubra babakura basantoria bresko vila manteli membro kopokoskoto bina kadia branta baboli mazebri abrisko feleko barato mina kadia manseli toko breskiva lima ma kabonje ebreske lebrisko felamuje kapato akampela menda iko seme brando kobokodia eso sili kempres gava sumina brantelia abeso mante breda kaparata menso briata babo lakambe mando robo soko tesko preskave sumina hete kuria embrege dazi kampresko vela mantelia embrege zeminanta lisko bre labra kapatala babara basaya kampra sebriata babunda antendo sebregete laskabla tababuri mazabria tababulata kumba shamazezi abresko vela mina kedua brantos kezeze meento kompres gava sami labronte skeba suminala labronde shamazupre aparata menzo bregete laskabe na branta baboli bakadia abresobe na santa babola madeli. Oh my God, pray against that resistance. You prayed before, but I challenge you to pray now. Pray again. Ayikaba. Manso balata. Sheminakula. Anto sesema kabreska vasabatala. Inga mando gabusi lakapata. Lendo kompreska vesuma kabri. Abra santa baboria. Jemina kadia branta baboli masebrege de la zabarato mina kadia branta babo. Ela mama na kada branta basome na kadia branta basabra kabakaba lataba. Ebreskete brenta baboli matabria tababoseke. Mabra da barata branta babola masi. Laosa priska fata mantalimo. Eka mangombo rosiko pre. Labosika mesoli eka branta babolata. Aka branta basemina. Aka presko velata. Iko samena branta babose kabalata. Iso masua labata menzo. Ilama mama. Ah ha 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 ha. Paraso sele mena. Ah ha 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 ha. Itamolama. Ah ha ha ha. Baba so menala. Sobre que fue la sombra, 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 la s